The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a pretty complex situation involving 31-year-old Mark Wallen. What can you tell me what you know about it? Like, let's start from like the very beginning of how the chase started and then where it ended.
So the whole incident or timeline of events is quite complicated because it does involve numerous municipalities, accidents, people involved victim-wise. And our police department in North Tonawanda is still gathering all the pieces and feedback from people that were on scene. But my understanding right now is the vehicle was pulled over. The suspect was pulled over somewhere in Hamburg, I believe, and more or less drove off and got to Buffalo. Another accident, I believe, occurred there, drove off, went through the city of Tonawanda, at which point another accident involving the suspect happened. And in addition, unfortunately, hit a pedestrian who passed away and ended up in North Tonawanda, right over the bridge by our Sweeney Main Street bridge there. So when they pulled over onto our side of the canal, they turned down our brick road there on the canal, the Gateway Harbor area, and there's more or less a dead end there with bollards. So the suspect ended up putting in reverse their vehicle, which then hit, you know, several vehicles, and there were a timeline of numerous attempts. Let me rephrase that. There were numerous times where this suspect tried to hijack cars with people in them and wasn't successful with all of them. Finally, they, I think, were a little desperate in this ongoing chase and more or less ended up getting in a driver's seat with a driver and putting their foot on the gas, which then led to striking another pedestrian who is in the hospital right now, and more or less bystanders ended up chasing him down and kind of getting a hold of him, knocking him up a bit. And that's at the same time the police showed up, apprehended the individual, and turned him over to the city of Tonawanda because, you know, they had the most severe incident with the one individual passing away.
So from what I see, he was also involved in numerous other carjackings. Do you know how many there were in total?
I don't. That's what I'm saying, is it's very complicated. Even when the detectives here were giving me an update, I mean, it was something like a Grand Theft Auto, really. There were numerous attempts. Some were successful, some were not. Numerous accidents, which may have led to the individual then trying to hijack another vehicle. It's really just a terrible but messy situation, which is taking quite a while for all these municipalities to kind of get all the items straight. And right now, the last I heard, I think we have about 10 charges right now lined up against the individual. There was a female in the car with him too, And I believe she ended up getting kind of injured and had to go to a hospital as well. But I don't believe she was very involved in all these accidents and hijackings and so on.
Do you know?
But I can't confirm that.
Do you know if she has any charges pending against her right now?
I don't know the answer to that.
So, within this North Tonawanda, is there an estimate as to how much damage she caused financially?
That's a hard one. The last number I heard was 4 to 5 vehicles were damaged from the reckless driving, kind of just speeding along that intersection in different various ways, getting into, you know, a victim's car, crashing that into another car. It's quite a messy situation. And, you know, with these situations, when so many municipalities are involved, so many individual incidences throughout this timeline, it's very complicated to get all the pieces aligned in a short period of time. So this still will take a little while to get the whole narrative together. But our police department is working around the clock to get all the facts straight.
And I'm sorry if I missed this. Did you say the state police were also involved with the chase?
I didn't say anything about state police. I don't know if the state police were involved in this. Our own police officers showed up to the scene when they entered North Tonawanda and ultimately apprehended him.
All right, Mayor Tylik, is there anything else you'd like to add about this situation, or maybe something that I didn't add?
No, I mean, you know, a lot of us were saying it was quite noble of some of these, you know, pedestrian bystanders to step up and try and help one another and kind of aid in the apprehension of, you know, this individual. So it's quite noble of them. And it's really just a tragedy. And we just, no one ever wants to deal with these situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.